అజ్ఞానసమయాంధశ్చ జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షుర్మిళితాం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలి స్వయం రూపగదామయం దదాతి సపదాంతికం. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరి, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరి. నాయన్ దేహ దేహ భాజాన్ లోకే కష్టాన్ కామాన్ అర్హతి భుజామే తపో దిబ్బం పుత్రకా జీనా సత్తం శుద్ధే జస్మాద్ బ్రహ్మ సౌఖం అనంతం. దిస్ ఇస్ ఎ భాగ్ ఇన్స్పెక్టెడ్ బై మహారాజ్ రిషభ్ టు హిస్ సన్. మహారాజ్ రిషభ్ వాజ్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ వాసుదేవ్ లాంగ్ లాంగ్ ఇయర్స్ అగో, అండ్ హి వాజ్ ది ఎంపరర్ ఆఫ్ ది హోల్ వరల్డ్. Formerly, there was only one king on this planet. On every planet, there is a predominating personality. Never, not only this planet, all other planets also, and the predominating deity, or you may call the king or emperor, in the moon planet is called Chandra. Similarly, the predominating deity or the emperor in the sun planet at the present moment is called Vivasra. So, the predominating deity or the emperor in each and every important planet, they are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That means the author of the Srimad Bhagavatam has complete knowledge not only of this universe, but also beyond the universe. Beyond the universe, there is spiritual sky. There are also different planets. But in those planets, the predominating deity is the Supreme Personality of God Himself. And in this material world, in each and every planet, the predominating deity or the person is a very pious human being or living being, general human being. In other higher planetary systems, they are also like human beings. Their features are exactly like us. Two hands, two legs, one head, like that. But they are very pious. They have God consciousness. In every planet, the living entity is a human being. that of different grades. Just like in this planet also, in some portion of this world, there are savages, uncivilized persons, and in some portion of the world there are civilized persons, intelligent persons, God-conscious persons. As there are different grades of persons in this planet, similarly there are different grades of beings, living beings or human beings in different other planets. The higher and lower grades are calculated in terms of Krishna consciousness. Consciousness is there, everywhere, every living entity, not only human beings, but also animals. The consciousness is there. But the difference is, consciousness without Krishna is lower grade. And consciousness of Krishna in different degrees, they are higher. And when the consciousness is completely Krishna, that is the highest position, or that is the real position of living beings. So, this human form of life, Maharaj Bharat is in instruction to his sons. He had 100 sons. So all of them assembled together, and the king before retirement was instructing. Let me down. In instructing his sons, it is the duty of the father that before retirement. Now here is one significant point. Why the king was retiring? That is the system, Vedic system. Either one is king or one is ordinary human being, at a certain age he must retire. That is Vedic system. Not that because one is king and one has ample opportunity for sense enjoyment, therefore he should indulge in sense enjoyment without retiring from family life. That is not Vedic system. The Vedic system is, the aim is how to elevate oneself to the perfection of Krishna consciousness. That is Vedic system. You have read Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter, 15th verse, you will find Vedaisya sarvai ahameva vedyam. The whole Vedic system is designed or planned how to know Krishna. So if you follow Vedic system, then the ultimate objective should be to know Krishna. That is the Vedic version and corroborated by Lord Krishna himself. He is the original compiler of Vedas, therefore his version should be accepted, that the objective of studying Vedas means to know Krishna. That's Vedaisa Sarve Ahameva Vedya. Therefore, the king, Vishwamitra, is advising, instructing his sons. He was returned. Why he was returned? He could enjoy his kingdom. Just like at the present moment, either a king or a family man does not require. Even a poor man living in with family with great difficulties. But if you ask him to require, he'll not be able. We have asked many old men. He's suffering, he's not happy with his family members. But if I say, why you are taking so much trouble with the family? Why not come and live with us in Krishna consciousness society? He'll not agree. Because he has no basic training. Up to the end of his life, he'll stick to the family life. Many, many politicians, in our country, we have seen many old politicians, 75 years old, 80 years old, not only in our country, in other countries also, in your country, Great Britain, Mr. Churchill, unless you are forced to death, he would not give up politics. Our Gandhi, he was killed by another political group. But then he was forced to return. When Gandhi attained independence, I requested him in a letter, Mahatma Gandhi, now you started your struggle with the Britishers, that they should go and Indians should have their independence. Now we have attained independence and Britishers have gone. Now you preach Bhagavad Gita. You have got some influence. You are known throughout the whole world, a very saintly person, and you also pose yourself that you are a great scholar of Bhagavad Gita. Why don't you take up Bhagavad Gita and preach? There was no reply. And he was still meddling with politics. So much so that his own assistant became disgusted. And it is said that he was planned to be killed. They see how much intoxication of this materialistic way of life. He was considered a Mahatma, a great personality, and he got his Swaraj, the British has left India, he would not give up politics. Still he would stick. Unless he was forced to give up, he was killed. Similarly, Jawaharlal Nehru also. Nobody would return voluntarily. Unless he is killed by somebody or he is killed by the laws of nature. This is a disease. He cannot give up. Devi Jesa Agunamai Mamo Maya Durasaya. The Maya is so strong that even an old man advertising to be a very pious man, he cannot give up politics. Because Maya is so strong, he is thinking, if I lead political field, my countrymen will suffer, so many disasters will happen. He is thinking like that. But actually, things will go on. Many politicians came and gone. In your country, there are many, many great politicians. They came and go on. But your country people are still living and they are going on. In Germany also, many Hitlers came and gone. Similarly, in India also, many Gandhis came and gone. But things are going on. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Prakitakshiyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimulatma tattaham iti mannate. Everything is being done by the laws of nature. He cannot change it. There is a plan, God's plan. It will go on. You don't have to bother yourself that without you everything will be tough. No. You cannot do anything. You are falsely thinking that your leadership is very much needed. No. I was thinking when I was householder, several times there was indication given by my Guru Maharaj that I should give up my family life and become a sannyasi and preach his Krishna consciousness home back. In several ways there was hints from my spiritual master, but still I was not willing. I was thinking, if I go out, then my family, my sons, my daughters, they will suffer. But actually, I left my family connection in 1950. Actually, 54, but internationally in 50. For the last 20 years. But they are living, I am living. They are not dying in my absence. And I am not suffering without being in my family. On the other hand, by Krishna's grace, I have got better family members. I have got nice children in a foreign country. They are taking so much care of me, I could not expect such care from my own children. So this is God's grace. We should depend on Krishna. If Krishna is kind, wherever we go, everyone will be pleased, everyone will be kind. And if Krishna is unpleased, even in your family life, he will not comfortable. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, at a certain age, it is indicated that one should retire from family life. So this Vishwadeva Maharaj, he was retired. Although he had 100 sons, all obedient sons, he was emperor, anything was at his command, he still was retired. That is the Vedic system. He had no disadvantage. He was personally the incarnation of Godhead. An emperor, very obedient sons, opulence, everything complete. There are many instances. His son, Bharat Maharaj, he also retired. You have seen Parikshit Maharaj, after his retirement in Bhagavata was recited before him, his grandfather, Maharaj Yudhishthira, they voluntarily retire. So that is a system. Where in the early age, either you become a son of a king or you are son of an ordinary man. You must go to the ashram of spiritual master and live there as servant. That is called brahmachari. Brahmachari life means to serve the spiritual master as menial servant. Whatever he will ask, the brahmachari will do. It is so much strict that brahmachari, whatever he collects, he gives to the spiritual master, the spiritual master's property. It is not his property. And the spiritual master, if he forgets to call one disciple, my dear son, come and take your prasadam, then he will not take prasadam without being called. He will starve. Of course, spiritual master does not forget, but these are the injunctions. That if he does not ask you, come and take your prasada, then you should not touch yourself. There are so many strictures. So this is the beginning of life. And these strictures are followed even if he is son of a king, or even if he is supreme personality of Godhead, just like Krishna. Krishna also undergone this disciplinary action when he was a brahmachari for some time. So, this is the system. In the beginning of life, one should become brahmachari, and then he marries, lives with wife and children at most 25 years, then he retires. The husband and wife goes from one pilgrimage to another in these troubles because the children have grown up. And when the husband is completely free from all family attachment, he takes sannyas. This is the process. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and sannyas. So this Maharaj, Vishwadev, before retirement, it is the duty of the father to give instruction how to look after family affairs, their personal affairs, their spiritual advancement, everything. So here Vishwadev is instructing, my dear sons, do not think that this particular body, human body, is equal to the body of the cats and dogs and hogs. Don't consider like that. He has particularly mentioned Birbhujan. Birbhujan means the stool eater. As in the human society, the dog-eater human being is considered the lowest of the human society. Similarly, in the animal society, the animal which eats stool is considered the lowest. The gradation of human being is also calculated according to the eating process. This is modern thinker also says, in your country, Dr. Bernard Shaw, he has written one book, I think it is named, You Are What You Eat. So eating is very important thing. If you eat like cats and dogs, then you become cats and dogs, even in the human form of life. If you behave like cats and dogs, you become cats and dogs, even in the human form of life. Similarly, if you work hard, very hard, like cats and dogs, or hogs, then what is the value of your human life? Human life should be very sober, peaceful, full of knowledge, full of bliss, peaceful, devotee. These are the good signs of purity. But simply working hard like animal and eating like animal and no. That particular thing is being instructed by the subject to his sons, my dear sons. This human form of life, I am a deha, deo bhajang nilok. Everyone has got body. But the body in the human society is to be treated differently. It should not be just like the hogs. The hogs whole day and night, they are after school and sense gratification. Similarly, if human being is whole and night after eating and sense gratification, then he misses the opportunity. That is the instance. Human life should be regulated. You should eat this kind of foodstuff. You should have sex life in this way. You should sleep in this way. You should act in this way. You should think. They're all regulated things. You cannot do unrestricted things. In the human society, there are books of regulation. Not for the animal society. The law book is meant for the human society, not for the animal society. So the human society becomes free without observing any social convenience or social custom or abiding by the laws. No, that is not human body. That is exactly like animal body. So, these are the says, my dear wife, you should not spoil this body, human form of body, like the hogs. He has specifically mentioned the name of the hogs. Virbhuja. Then what it is meant for? He said, tapo, vidyam. This human form of life is meant for austerity, penance. You should voluntarily accept some regulated principles, even they are not very much liking to you. Just like our students. They are, from the very beginning of their life, they are accustomed to certain habits. But we are restricting. He says, you cannot do this. And they are accepting, falling. This is called tapasya. Tapo. Tapasya. Tapasya means I am habituated to smoking. Suppose. And the spiritual master says, you cannot smoke. So if he gives us smoking, he feels some inconvenience, some uncomfortable position. But because the spiritual master has ordered, he gives it that, this is called tapasya. Even at his inconvenience, he abides by the order of the spiritual master, regulative principle, Oh, that is called tapasya. He feels some inconvenience, but what can be done? He has accepted one spiritual master. The spiritual master means voluntarily accepting a great personality whose rules and regulations he must abide by. This is accepting of spiritual master. Voluntarily accepting somebody, yes sir, whatever he will say, I will accept. Shishya. Shishya means who abides by the rules. That is called shishya. Or in English, discipline. From discipline, disciple. Disciple is succession. From the discipline. So either you take English or Sanskrit, the same meaning. Shishya means who accepts the ruling of his spiritual master. And disciple means also the same thing, who becomes disciplined by the spiritual master. So tapasya means, even at the inconvenience of my personal comfort, I must abide by the orders of my spiritual master. This is called tapasya. And who is spiritual master? He does not manufacture any rules and regulations. He refers to the Shastra. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur says, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakra Tinete Koriya Oikva. If you want to know who is a spiritual master, if you know who is a saintly person, then you should keep in the middle the Shastra, the scripture. And he will corroborate the saintly person, the spiritual master and the Shastra. Corroborate. Is there? Abide is one another. The spiritual master says something which is not in the Shastra or scripture, that is not good. Of course, sometimes we cannot understand. But that is the principle. Similarly, a saintly person, also, a Mahatma, also cannot disregard the regulative principles of Shastra. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Jashastram vidhimutsujya. A person who gives us obedience to the rulings of the scriptures. Jashastram vidhimutsujya. Kamakar. And he acts in his own way, by his whims. Nothing thinks of Armati. He cannot attain perfection. These are the versions of Bhagavad. Nothing thinks of Armati, not Sukham, and at the same time he cannot be happy. Na parangati, na hatu sthita liberation. So therefore, this tapasya means voluntarily accepting the rulings of scriptures, spiritual master, saintly person, and mold your life in that. So he is instructing his sons, my dear sons, don't spoil your life living like cats and dogs and hogs. Utilize your life by tapasya, by voluntarily accepting the rulings of Shastra, spiritual master, saintly person. The question may be, why this injunction? Why I shall not live like an animal? And why I have to live under the regulative principles of scriptures and saintly person and spiritual master? The answer is also there. Tapo divyam. Tapo divyam. Putraka, my dear son, this form of life should be utilized for tapasya. Why? Jena sattam suddhe. If you accept these principles of life, then your existence, hello, condition will be purified. At the present moment, you are contaminated by the material nature, modes, mostly ignorance and passion. So, he is advising that if you abide by the rulings of tapasya, then your existential condition will be purified. Jena sattam suddhe. Then the question may be, what is the use of purifying? The answer is also there. Jena sattam suddhe jasma brahma sukham anantam. And when your existential condition will be purified, then you'll be situated on the transcendental platform of blissful life. And one may question, what is that? The Brahma Sukham Anantam. You are hankering after happiness, pleasure. So when your existential condition will be purified and will be placed in the transcendental platform, at that time you will enjoy eternal happiness. You are after happiness. Why you are struggling so much hard in this material existence for happiness? Why you are after sense gratification for happiness? Why you want to possess for happiness? Why you want to become beautiful for happiness? Why you want to eat so many things for happiness? What? The happiness your ultimate goal. But the happiness which are now deriving from the sources you are manufactured, that is temporary. If you want to become happy by intoxication, how long? That is temporary. Anyway, if you want to be happy by facing that indulgence, how long? That is also for a few minutes, few seconds. But if you want eternal, continued happiness, then you have to purify your existence or condition. You have to place yourself in the transcendental position and will be. Therefore, in another place, there is a version by the yogi, by the Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramante Yoginanante. The yogi, they are also having sense gratification. But where? Anante with the Supreme. They are also having sense gratification. Raman means sense gratification. Just like Krishna's name is Radha Raman. He sense gratification. This is Ravana. So, the sense gratification is also there, but not this sense. Don't consider like this. Here it is only sense gratification is a perverted reflection of the spiritual sense gratification. The whole devotional line of service is also sense gratification. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam. Rishik means senses. And Rishikesa means the master of the senses. The master of the senses is Krishna. So when your senses will be applied for the sense gratification of Krishna, that is your transcendental position. And when your senses will be employed for your sense gratification, there is nothing. This is the difference. So, when one is situated in the transcendental platform, when one's existential conditions are purified by tapasya, by voluntarily accepting austerity and penance under the guidance of spiritual masters, shastras, scriptures, saintly persons, at that time it will be possible that you are in the platform of satisfying the senses of Krishna and you are fully satisfied. How is it? The practical example I have given several times, that in this body there are different parts of the body. The different parts of the body cannot enjoy senses or satisfy independent. The different parts of the body will depend on the whole body. You can catch up a nice cake, foodstuff, but the fingers, the parts of the body cannot enjoy. But if the fingers catch it and puts into the mouth, it goes to the stomach. Then there is some secretion from the stomach and it goes to the heart, it turns into blood, it is transfused in different parts of the body, and immediately your fingers become red. This is the process. Tabo vidyam, jena. The sense gratification is there, but through Krishna. There you are. You feel complete sense of peace. Just like the gopis. Perfect. All devotees, but gopis are supreme. So, this is the process of human life, that we have to purify our present existential condition by voluntarily accepting the regulative principle given by the spiritual master, shastras. Then we become purified. At that time, our senses are employed in the service of the Supreme and we actually enjoy ourselves. Thank you very much.